How much longer pent up here in the dark? With you. Theme. Theme, sloth. Sloth is of all the passions the most powerful passion, and indeed no passion is more powerful than the passion of sloth. This is the mode in which the mind is most affected, and indeed... Please! In which the mind is most affected, and indeed in no mode is the mind more affected than in this. By passion we are to understand a movement of the soul, pursuing or fleeing real or imagined pleasure or pain, pleasure or pain, real or imagined pleasure or pain, of all these movements, and who can number them, of all these movements, and they are legion. Sloth is the most urgent, and indeed by no movement is the soul more urged than by this to and from, by no movement the soul more urged than by this to and from. Listen. At last.
Joe.
My lord.
Bob. My comforts. Be friends.
My lord.
Be friends. I am late. Forgive. The face. On the stairs. Forgive. Joe.
My lord.
Bob. Forgive. In the tower, the face, theme tonight, theme tonight, love. Love. My club. Joe.
My lord.
Love. Love.
Love is of all the passions the most powerful passion, and indeed no passion is more powerful than the passion of love. This is the mode in which the mind is most strongly affected, and indeed in no mode is the mind more strongly affected than in this. By passion, we are to understand a movement of the mind, pursuing or fleeing real or imagined pleasure or pain. Of all these movements, then, and who can number them, and they are legion, sloth, love is the most urgent. And indeed, by no manner of movement is the soul more urged than by this to and...
Bob.
From...
Bob.
No. Please. No.
Vieillesse est lorsqu'accroupe-t-on crachotant sur les tisons, le temps que la sorcière finisse de bassiner et t'apporte ton arrowroot, tu la vois venir dans les cendres qui aimée ne fut pas conquise ou conquise pas aimée, ce genre d'ennui, venir dans les cendres, comme dans cette vieille lumière, le visage dans les cendres, vieille lumière des étoiles, là dehors sur la terre, à nouveau répandue. Alors, je viens de vous lire un extrait de Par les musiques de Beckett. Et juste avant, c'était la même œuvre en anglais, Words and Music, mais avec la musique de Morton Feldman. Et bien sûr, le prétexte, ben, c'est les célébrations à UBC autour du centenaire de Samuel Beckett. Alors, on a quelques jours de célébration entre le 2 et 7 octobre. Donc, ça commence aujourd'hui. Donc, tout au long de la semaine... Alors, on a cet événement Beckett qui va culminer avec trois pièces de Beckett du 5 au 7 octobre. Et ça va être de 7h30 à 9h30 au Taylor Studio. Alors, donc, Catastrophe, Rough for Theatre 2 et Rockaby. Alors, so I just want to mention that, of course, it was... an excerpt from Morton Feldman, Samuel Beckett, Words and Music, and I played it. Of course, the pretext we have here is the Beckett Cent at UBC. So we're going to have special celebration around Samuel Beckett's centenary. It's starting tonight at 7:30. There's the opening of exhibit at the Chan Center lobby. It's free. Tomorrow at 7:30, there will be Crap's Last Tape. It's also free at the Teller Studio. So it's one of the great works of Beckett. There will be lunch with Beckett on between October 2nd and 7th at 12:10 p.m. at the Frederick Wood Theater. You just need the festival pass holders that you have to reserve in advance. There will be a screening Monday, a documentary on making art of Beckett on film project, and different interesting things. I think the great event is going to be the three plays by Samuel Beckett between October the 5th and the 7th at 7:30 at the Teller Studio. And so we have the chance to have three plays by Beckett: Catastrophe, Rough for Theatres, and Two, and Rockaby, directed by Stephen Malloy and Gerald van der Voed. And it's featuring performances by Bernard Coughlin, Fabrice Grover, Jennifer MacLean, Guy Fauchon, Joe Prozic, Beverly Bardle. So I just read what they say on the program. Beckett plays may shock audiences new to his revolutionary works, which tantalize the mind as well as the eye. A must-see for those interested in exploring the limits of theater. Alors, on va donc, et on passe tout de suite à la deuxième partie de notre émission d'aujourd'hui. Alors, après Beckett, on passe à Steve Reich. Et c'est intéressant parce que bientôt, on va avoir un hommage à Cage. Et bien sûr, Feldman avait collaboré avec Cage. Alors, tout ça se touche d'une manière ou d'une autre. Mais donc, l'autre événement qu'on veut souligner ici, c'est le concert de ce soir, qui correspond à l'anniversaire d'un autre grand musicien. Il s'agit, en fait, de Steve Reich. Alors, au Heritage Hall, à compter de 7 heures ce soir, on va entendre plusieurs grandes œuvres de Steve Reich, dont Come Out, Different Trains, qui est cette œuvre magnifique pour bande et quatuor à cordes. Ça va être avec le Penderecki String Quartet et d'autres pièces percussives dont Drumming. Et pour finir, le Code Cook Trio qui va improviser sur la musique de Steve Reich. Et on va vous faire entendre tout de suite une œuvre qui a été qui est de la même époque que Come Out. Alors le premier mouvement d'un des chefs-d'œuvre de Steve Reich qui est Shake It Out.
Check it out.
So you just had Check It Out, the first movement, City Life, one of the great masterpieces by Steve Reich. And of course, tonight we have in Vancouver Wine Night Stand. It's that tribute by wonderful Vancouver musician, tribute to Steve Reich for its 78th birthday. And it's tonight at the Heritage Hall on Main and East 15th Avenue. And the tribute to Steve Reich is starting at 7 p.m. with Come Out Piano Phase for two marimbas and clapping music featuring Vaughn Griffiths, Laura Lister, and Robin Ride. At 8 p.m. is going to be this wonderful piece, Different Trains, with the Penderecki String Quartet. At 9 is going to be Cello Counterpoint with a cello octet. And it's Canadian Première. And it's a North American premiere of the octet arrangement. And there will be also drumming, part one. And at 10, improvisation on Steve Reich, but the Code Cook Trio. So it's it seems that it's already sold out, but you can take the risk to go. And perhaps you're going to have one of the last tickets. And so it's going to be a great night. Et on passe... On passe maintenant à un autre concert qui va avoir lieu mercredi cette semaine et encore des musiciens de Vancouver. Il s'agit de Musique Intima et Musique Intima qui nous donne donc des pièces, des compositions de ce grand compositeur estonien qui est Veljo Tormis. Et le dernier concert Northern Rituals va être donné au Vancouver East Cultural Center à 8h mercredi le 4 octobre. Et pour vous donner un avant-goût, on va vous faire entendre une pièce intitulée « Paysage d'automne ». C'est tout à fait approprié. Alors, en estonien, « Sügismastikud ».
Thank you.
So you just heard the Autumn Landscape from Musique Intime CD, Forgotten Peoples. And of course, it's a composition of that great Estonian composer, Veljo Tormis. And what is interesting is this week we have a chance to see the concert of Musique Intime, our wonderful vocal chamber ensemble, Vancouver Vocal Chamber Ensemble, and they're going to play the music of Tormis and also some music of Murray Shepherd, Magic Songs, and it's going to be at the Vancouver East Cultural Center on Wednesday, October the 4th at 8 p.m. So it's this week. So it's really a concert to not to miss, and the Vancouver East Cultural Center is a wonderful place for this kind of music. Alors on passe encore à de la musique vocale. Il s'agit bien sûr du Werther de Massenet qui nous est donné ici à Vancouver en version de concert. C'est Jacques Lacombe qui dirige l'orchestre, qui dirige l'Opéra de Vancouver. Et la mezzo-soprano Kimberly Barber joue le rôle de Charlotte et Bruce Ledge, fameux ténor, celui de Werther. Alors on a décidé de vous jouer un des passages les plus célèbres, le monologue de Charlotte. On va le précéder du prélude du troisième acte. Et c'est Michel Plasson qui dirige la Philharmonique de Londres et Tatiana Troyanos qui chante Charlotte. Et je vous dis quand même l'heure, c'est au Queen Elizabeth Theatre, samedi 14 octobre à 7h30 qu'on va pouvoir entendre cette merveille.
Thank you.
It's funny, it's our first podcast and we have a technical problem, so sorry for the silence. We just changed the DVD player. We're continuing this wonderful opera by Massenet, and it's the best moment now, so the silence was very dramatic. So here, Massenet, Werther.
Oh, joli les sens.
You said to me at Christmas, and I cried, never. We shall soon know which of us was telling the truth. But if I must not reappear before you on the appointed day, do not reproach me, weep for me. Yes, with those eyes so full of charms, you'll read these lines again. You'll water them with your tears. Oh, Charlotte, and you'll shudder. You'll shudder, you'll shudder. So Charlotte reading the note in a monologue at the beginning of the third act of Massenet-Werther, and it's this great French opera we have the chance to hear for one night at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre on Saturday, October the 14th at 7:30. It's going to be Kimberly Barbard is going to sing Charlotte, and Bruce Sledge is going to sing Werther, and the Vancouver Opera is going to be conducted by Jacques Lacombe. We're going to finish our show today with this amazing Czech singer living in the state. I'm talking about Marta Topferová. She's coming here on October the 12th at 8 p.m. Give us a concert of Latin music, actually, and it's going to be at the Norman Rushstein Theater. So just before I play two songs from her last CD, Flor Nocturna, that means nocturnal flower, I'm going to play the song of the same title, and I'm going to play also a song that was composed by the late Argentinian legend Atahualpa Yupanqui. That's going to be the first song, Los Hermanos, so the brothers. But I'm just going to read what Jeff Tamarking said about her last CD in All Music Guide. Chances are good that the Czech Republic will not top your list of countries most likely to produce an original noteworthy Latin singer, but Prague is where Marta Topferová's love affair with all things Spanish began. At age 6, when she heard the Chilean group Inti Illimani. Since then, she's relocated to the United States, studied music, learned to play guitar rather well, specializing in the four-string cuatro, joined a Colombian bass group, launched a solo career, and found her way into the recording studio. This is her third album, her most finely crafted, fully realized to date. Just to allay any misconception, Topferová is not a fiery Shakira-style or Celia Cruz-style, for that matter, Latin singer. No traces of salsa, mambo, son, reggaeton, or other dance floor jams here. Hers is a quieter, more subtle acoustic brand, comparable to such genres as fado, morna, and flamenco. A mixed bag that settles on no one strain in particular. And Topferová lived in emotive vocalizing, as there is Latino culture, her rhythm-conscious phrasing and her musician's intuitive changes make for dynamic listening experience. So I play immediately Los Hermanos, the Brothers.
Contar abro pa llorar, con un rezo pa rezar, con un horizonte abierto que siempre está más allá. Esa fuerza pa buscar con tesón y voluntad, cuando parece más cerca y su mano se aleja más. Yo tengo tantos hermanos que no los puedo contar.
Thank you.
cañón por la ventana. Fantapá.